by Ted Decker. Chapter 1. I see darkness. I'm lying spread eagle on my back, ankles and wrists tied tightly to the bedposts so that I can't pull them free. A woman is crying beside me. I've been kidnapped. My name is Carl, but there's more that I know about myself. Fragments that don't quite make sense. Pieces of a puzzle forced into place. I know that I'm a quarter inch shy of 6 feet tall and that my physical conditioning has been stretched to its limits. I have a son whom I love more than my own life and a wife named Kelly. Of course, Kelly. How could I hesitate on that one? I'm unconscious or asleep, yes, but how could I ever misplace my wife's name? I was born in New York and joined the Army when I was 18. Special Forces at age 20, now 25. My father left home when I was 8, and I took care of 3 younger sisters, Eve, Ashley, Pearl, and my mother, Betty Stropel, who was always proud of me for being such a strong boy. When I was 14, Brad Stenko slapped my mother. I hit him over the head with a 2x4 and called the police. I remember his name because his intent to marry my mother terrified me. I remember things like that, events and facts cemented into place by pain. My wife's name is Kelly. See, I know that. I really do. And my son's name is Matthew. Matt. Matt and Kelly, right? I'm a prisoner. A woman is crying beside me. Carl snapped his eyes wide, stared into the white light above him, and closed his eyes again. Opening his eyes had been a mistake that could have alerted anyone watching to his awakening. He scrambled for orientation. In that brief moment, eyes wide to the ceiling, his peripheral vision had seen the...